Are you listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International? There has been an outbreak of a fever in India, in Delhi, and we speak to journalist at Al Jazeera who speaks to us live from India, Shaukat Shafi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. We really appreciate your time on Radio Islam International. Educate us first. What is the dengue fever? What are the symptoms and what does it do to the victim?
This fever is caused by a virus which is separated by the mosquito bite. And in this, the patient goes through muscle pain and headache and fever. And at the end, he gets a lot of rashes on his body.
Yes, so that's an overview of some of the symptoms that a person experiences. How widespread is the outbreak?
Yeah, it has engulfed whole of Delhi and NCR. NCR is the nearest areas in the Delhi. So whole this area is under this threat right now. And all the hospitals and doctors' clinics are filled with dengue patients right now in Delhi.
So as you indicate that there's been a large area that has been affected, we understand last week a couple committed suicide after their only child died of the fever after two hospitals refused to retreat to the eight-year-old over a shortage of beds. Tell us more about the story.
Yeah, it was not exactly the case is not, it was not because of shortage of beds. The case was they were refused treatment in two big private hospitals in Delhi. And now this thing has really, really taken into the government, and government has asked all the private hospitals to give the reasons why they refuse to treat the dengue patients. And there are some hospitals in Delhi, they are not able to provide treatment to this dengue fever.
Mm. But overall, are doctors struggling with the outbreak, or is the beds being scarce or not being made available?
Yes.
Is that the main problem?
Yeah, that is true. Like, I went to the many hospitals today and I saw myself, like, there are 4 to 5 patients on a single bed in some hospitals. There are so many people coming if there are 10 patients, 8 are, suffering from fever and these rashes, and most of them are finally, they are diagnosed with dengue.
If we look at where it started, the dengue fever has been on the rise since Delhi held the Commonwealth Games in 2010 that involved a number of large construction projects. How did this factor increase the numbers?
Yeah, this was this information was given by a doctor, and he said because of construction, when we construct some building, there are many potholes and water is, there is a lot of water there that remains for many days, and mosquitoes, they get its habitat of mosquitoes, like the still water over there. And this is the reason the doctor said, because of from 2010, there has been a lot of construction going on in Delhi, like metro construction, a lot of constructions are happening, and there is like, they need water for it. They reserve water there near the construction sites. That's why he said this is responsible for the dengue.
Now, dengue fever kills an estimated 20,000 people each year and infects about 100 million, according to the World Health Organization. Is there still no antidote or cure to treat it?
There is not exactly any vaccine which helps curing the patient. There is just the doctors right now, what they do, they just, they say it's only the prevention which helps the patients. Like, only they say it's fluid and the rest, they, rest to the patients. Otherwise, there is not exactly any medicine which helps to cure this patient, the dengue patient.
Has the Indian government been taking steps to eradicate the outbreak, and can they do more?
Government is trying very hard. Government is saying, yesterday government said, we'll provide more 1,000 beds to the hospitals, because there has been flow of, like, many patients are coming, and in hospitals they are not able to treat them because there are less beds, there is less space. But as for government, they are saying we are trying hard to eradicate this thing. But if you see, like, from last few years, it's increasing. There is nothing happening. Like, there is nothing, you know, it's not going down. It's increasing day by day.
We appreciate you sharing the information with us, Shaukat. Jazakumullah khair for your time on Radio Islam.
Salam.
Well, that was Shaukat Shafi, journalist at Al Jazeera, speaking to us about the dengue fever, giving us the statistics and also giving us insight into the problems that the Indian government is facing in curbing it.